This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom Dickey. Globally, according to Johns Hopkins University, approximately 286,000 people have died from COVID-19. The number of infections approaches 4.2 million. In the United States, the death toll is more than 80,000 people with 1.3 million confirmed infections. A top World Health official Monday warned that countries are essentially driving blind and reopening their economies without setting up strong contact tracing to beat back flare-ups of the coronavirus. The warning came as France and Belgium emerged from lockdowns. The Netherlands sent children back to school, and many U.S. states pressed ahead by lifting business restrictions. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced that the country's 10,000 or company's 10,000 worker electric car factory near San Francisco was operating Monday in defiance of coronavirus health orders that closed non-essential businesses. Authorities have cautioned that the scourge could come back with a vengeance without widespread testing and tracing of infected people under the lockdowns. Germany is reporting that the new coronavirus infections are soaring after taking early steps to ease its lockdown, news that has sounded a global alarm as businesses reopen. Germany reported that the first reproduction rate, meaning the number of people each person infected with the coronavirus goes on to infect, had risen. This comes just days after German authorities released lockdown measures, and it shows just how quickly progress can be reversed. This is also in a country with one of the best records for containing the virus so far in Europe. This is VOA News. China's megacity Wuhan, where the novel coronavirus outbreak started, has reported its first cluster of infections since its lockdown was lifted. It stoked concerns about a wider resurgence of the disease. The new infections reported on Monday sounded a note of caution amid efforts to ease virus-related restrictions across China as businesses restart and people go back to work. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said sporting and cultural events could be held again in the UK starting as soon as next month if conditions allow for a move into step two of the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking in Parliament on Monday, Johnson said such events would be held behind closed doors and could be broadcast to the public, adding that he thought it could provide a much-needed boost to national morale. The English Premier League has been in talks with the government on how and when soccer matches could resume, with the hopes that the season, which was interrupted by the COVID-19 outbreak, could still be finished this year. That goal was given a boost by government guidance that elite sport could return from June 1st as part of phase two of Johnson's cautious plan to get Britain back to work. U.S. President Donald Trump is insisting his administration has met the moment and prevailed on coronavirus testing. The president addressed a Rose Garden audience filled with mask-wearing administration officials on Monday after two known cases of COVID-19 were reported among staffers in one of the most protected complexes in America. The White House is also recommending that all nursing home residents and staff be tested for the coronavirus in the next 2 weeks. Vice President Mike Pence, who leads the White House Coronavirus Task Force, told governors on a video conference Monday that it is the federal government's strong recommendation that such testing be done. Dr. Deborah Birx, the task force coordinator, told governors to focus over the next 2 weeks on testing all 1 million nursing home residents. She says the White House will help states that need it the most. Georgia's attorney general has appointed a black district attorney from the Atlanta region to take over the case of a white father and son charged with killing a black man. The attorney general, Chris Carr, said Monday that he has chosen Cobb County District Attorney Joyetta Holmes to head the prosecution in the slaying of Ahmaud Arbery. Holmes is the third outside prosecutor assigned to the case. The case went more than 2 months without arrest until last week when video of Arbery's shooting surfaced online. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my man, my
Again, my African Beat listeners from across the continent and across the world, welcome back to your super show, The African Beat, on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the continent will be knocking on your doors, so relax, and let's go on a trip around Africa on disc. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling as we start from Ghana with Samini in My Own. And right after that, Lose Your Face by Raheem the Wizard and Daddy Rhymes of Sierra Leone and Chesa Namimi by The Bless. But My Own is coming up right now by Samini from Ghana.
Letter I, take my heart, baby, carry go. If you leave me, maybe I go die. Netuna suni sisi kete kete. O camera 43, na no ye risi risi. Nisi mujire smile, si risi ri. Open in one summon, no chili chili. Hey, me baby ni brownie, yeah. Golden tree chocolate, yeah. For two.
Tough life. Bam, bam. I want for go. I
tell me, Chichi, man, them say.
Cause any problem come my way, man, we gon' solve them. Tell the chichi man, them say when we slam, we don't want no problem. Cause any problem come my way, man, we gon' solve them. Lose your face when you see me in the club. Lose your face with me 10 woman them. Lose your face, Master Rel Pandemi. Lose your face, oh na na na.
Yeah, we go enjoy now, yeah. Bass bossing say I don't tire. Yeah, we go enjoy now, yeah. Bass bossing say I don't tire. Yes, I make them jealous say them yes. Oh na na na, make them yes. I make them jealous say them yes.
And they wanna give a chance to ya, make me shine now.
Shake your body, shake your body, shake.
And Me by The Blessed, and right before that, Lucy Face by Raheem the Wizard, and Daddy Rhymes of Sierra Leone, and My Own by Samini of Ghana. The African beat on The Voice of America.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Well, now it's music time. Let's flow with Onfe Komsa, the sound of Adele Clarice from Cameroon. And right after that, Dance by Askante Fatim of La Guinée. But it's Onfe Komsa right now by Adele Clarice from Cameroon. Let's take these messages now, which says, "Hello, Mr. David Vandy. You are such a wonder unto many. What a surprise. I am enjoying your African beats, the African Vibration program. Thank you so much for having time to send me an email." Well, this one is coming from Solomon Tesama of Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. Thank you very much, Solomon, for writing back. And you say you love the African beat and you are riding the African beat. Well, that is so great, and something good is coming out for you. Another message here says, "The big drum only sounds well from afar. Listening to you live all the way from Ghana, Akwapem Mountains. African beats, you do it best. More fire to the beat." And this one is coming from Maxter Mex out there in Ghana from the Akwapem Mountains. Thank you so much, and let the music roll.
Je veux danser, fais-moi bouger mon âme. Je veux danser, fais-moi
By Askante Fatim of Guinea and On Fait Comme Ça by Adele Clarice of Cameroon. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America.
I'm many things we explore. To everybody around the world. Now I'm to the girl and where the next door.
One Judah.
I'll be the Juliet and make the radical Romeo. I'm a sweet, sweet purple lamp.
Judah featuring Samini of Ghana, and before that, Abeleaba by Kobazi, the young Liberian sensation. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and we play you music from across the continent. So stay tuned, I'll be right back with more music.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back. The African Beat on the Voice of America. More music from the station. Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone gives us Why We Not For Cry. And right after that, Danko by Yusundu of Senegal featuring Akon. And Go Down, the sound of Chega and Temba from Tanzania. But we play this one now, Why We Not For Cry, Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone.
Politicians, people, they are waiting. They won't be the president too much.
waiting, they won't be the president.
Come on, say. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Mami na kushuka,
tupendane forever mpaka kufa.
Usiku nikipita Twitter, mami nakukuta Twitter. Nikisema nikucheki Insta, nakuta ushaposti picha. Pesa zisikupe uchizi, kiburi na kutudharau. Wale tulokubasha vuhu, sasa unatusahau.
Sound of Chega and Temba from Tanzania, and before that, Danko Yusundu of Senegal featuring Akon, and Why We Not For Cry by Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van here in Washington.
African Beats.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Van Dee.
You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. We broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC. And at 0905 on Saturdays and Sundays, we bring you live music from South Sudan.
Oh my God. I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Van Dee.
Yeah. I'm standing all alone on my own.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
We take some messages now. This one says, "Hi, David Vandy on the Voice of America. My name is Rabo Jiraiye in Nigeria. I really love the African beat. And can you please play a nice piece of music for all those who are listening to African beat right now? Well, thank you very much, Rabo, and I'll do just that." And another message here from Yuma E. James in Freetown, Sierra Leone. And he says, "Hi, David. Many greetings from Wonder Record Studio in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Well, to all of you guys in Wonder Record Studio, I salute you. And now let the music roll. Come We Stay is a beautiful piece by Blanche Bailey from Cameroon. And right after that, Win by JR of Sierra Leone. And we bring you this quote that was sent to us by one of our great guys in Ghana. And that is Eugene, Rapping Drums by Flo Kingstone in Ghana. Yes, Rapping Drums, beautiful music. But let's take Come We Stay right now by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon.
Come go see my papa.
Flocking Stone of Ghana, and before that, Win by JR of Sierra Leone, and Come We Stay by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon. This is the African beat on a Voice of America. Beautiful music from the continent. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
This is